State Senator Dr. Tom Sherman back on Good Morning New Hampshire. And, of course, he was on before he made his announcement official. He's now a candidate for governor as a Democrat, hoping to take on. Looks like he will be taking on Governor Chris Sununu. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. I'm fine, and thanks for having me back on.
Thank you, Senator. Let me start with that. It's a House measure right now, but can you? What's your reaction on that $25 rebate on registration to give consumers a break at the gas pump?
Well, it's clear that consumers need a break, especially for people who are completely dependent on their cars for their work. This is a real blow. I think everybody gets it. They all understand that this is related to Ukraine and that this is something that's happening across the world. There's also frustration, I know, at the lack of willingness of our oil companies to expand production to meet the current need. All of that aside, I think what we really need to understand is what is the fiscal impact before we move forward with that. And I work closely across the aisle, and I will be looking to the leadership in my caucus, especially in the finance committee, but also that of Chuck Morse and others who we've worked with very carefully to make sure that this kind of work will be beneficial to all without hurting the state.
And by the way, just a question. We had South Speaker Sherman Packard on a week or so ago, Governor Sununu a week or so ago, and I asked him, should New Hampshire temporarily suspend the state gas tax? He said he'd sign that tomorrow if someone put it on his desk. And Senator Morse, Senate candidate as well, State Senate President Morse, saying he's not really in favor of temporary suspensions, more permanent. But if you were had a say in this, if you were governor, do you think we should temporarily suspend our state gas tax right now for, say, 60 or 90 days until we know the direction of things or not?
I like the idea of suspending it for New Hampshire residents only, if that's feasible. That's something that we have seen come up in the House. The concern with a blanket across-the-board suspension at the height of our summer season is just how much of an impact that's going to have on our highway fund.
Senator Sherman, I want to ask you, I kind of asked you this when you were exploring. You said you had pretty much made up your mind you were running for governor. Hoping, you know, to take on Governor Sununu, and now it's official, you are. And, you know, you look at New Hampshire, we have the budget surplus, good ratings on taxpayer ROI, you know, good healthy state, low unemployment, pretty positive story. How do you defeat that if you're running against the incumbent Governor Sununu, who's obviously going to take credit for as much of that as he can?
Yeah, the way you defeat it is that I'm not going to have a negative impact on anything you just talked about. On the other hand, I am going to work really hard to get us back on track. This governor has veered sharply to the right. He's followed this fringe right extreme faction in the House down the road of impacting women's reproductive rights and banning abortions with really pretty egregious and harmful measures, including forced ultrasounds and criminalizing doctors. He's censoring teachers. He's defunding public schools. And then he's left all these other problems unaddressed. He's had 6 years to help with mental health, substance use, child protective services, and none of that has gotten done in a meaningful way. And most importantly, you know, our property taxes continue to go up. While he touts that he's the tax-cutting king, Mr. Property Tax Sununu is actually raising our property taxes with all of these measures, and that's got to stop.
Let me ask you this, Senator Sherman. You brought taxes up. It's a good segue. I asked you in our last interview, Senator Sherman, if elected governor, do you think New Hampshire needs a sales or an income tax? You said no, you do not. I asked Governor Sununu last Friday if he takes you at his word. He says no, he's voting for an income tax twice. What did the governor mean? What does the governor mean by that assertion?
Well, that's not true. Let's be absolutely frank. The governor was talking about paid family leave. That's not an income tax. There were options where it would not have been mandatory, and he forgets all of that. You know, I could call him Mr. Property Tax. He can call me whatever he wants, but I never voted for an income tax. We don't need an income tax. It's our brand that we don't have an income tax or a sales tax. Mm-hmm. And I'm fully in support of not having any broad-based taxes.
And Senator, last time you were on a few weeks ago, and we'll get you back on again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire. You're listening to Senator Tom Sherman, Democrat, candidate for governor. Senator, also Dr. Sherman, I had asked you about education because that's a big issue with a lot of parents. We've seen that in some of these earlier bellwether states or some of the elections. And one of the things you said you were critical on how you would be successful against Governor Sununu, you talked about some of the public education measures under the governor. I think you talked about introducing, I don't have the clip in front of me, divisive concepts into education, but you had a line where you said, indirectly, the governor's weaponized teachers against parents. I asked Governor Sununu his reaction to that last week, and he didn't know what you meant by that, but he went on to be very critical of some of the things you've said. So public education is important. What did you mean, if you want to elaborate on, the governor or Republicans have weaponized teachers against parents?
Right. So in New Hampshire, it's very simple, and I'm surprised the governor doesn't remember it because he signed it. The governor signed in the budget a component that would allow a single disgruntled parent to essentially ruin the career of an excellent teacher just based on, you know, their opinion. So there's no significant due process. There's no real role for the teacher to really defend themselves. And it's like the teacher is under a hatchet. They're just waiting for their career to be destroyed by one unhappy parent who misinterprets how they're teaching.
Is that through legislation, or are you talking about the state of the public education's website where parents can or anyone can file a concern?
Well, what's on the website is the result of rules that were based on the legislation. And remember, he's also sending, it's amazing to me that he's sending so much money, $8 million so far, way above budget, to private and religious schools to benefit just 1% of all the kids going to public, who could go to public school, where at the same time, his budget defunded by $100 million, the remaining 99%. So I'm surprised he can't remember this. I'd be happy to refresh his memory. But we tried to make his bill more accountable by making sure that we did the same thing that we do for food stamps and other programs to those in need. And the Republicans have killed those efforts at accountability.
Would you say, and I'm not trying to put words at all, I don't think anyone would or could, but would you say the governor's anti-public education?
I think his appointment of Commissioner Edelblatt to Commissioner of Education, who has really no experience in public ed, he homeschools his children, that's my understanding, is really a sign of how little he values the public schools. The fact that, you know, I can't imagine a teacher wanting to come to New Hampshire to teach under this, with this hatchet hanging over their head. It's not necessary. We have great public schools. They're the centers of our communities, and we need to actually make sure they have all the support they need, and that's what I'll do.
And, Senator, before I let you go, GMI Studios, thanks for joining us. Our Veterans Count poll question of the day up on our Pulse of NH sites was simply this. Do you favor complete legalization of marijuana for recreational use in New Hampshire? 72% of our listeners said yes, 28% no. If you were governor, Governor Sununu, under his watch, has decriminalized marijuana for medicinal use, lowered the criminal penalties for small possession, but we've stopped short of complete recreation legalization like other states. Are you in favor of legalized marijuana for recreational use or not?
I am in favor of it with the appropriate safeguards to protect our children. You know, we learned a lot from vaping, and we need to use what we learned. Vermont has a really good model for this, and I think we can learn from other states rather than trying to create our own. But I know the people who are advocates have been working hard on this, and I would work with them rather than waiting until a bill gets to my desk to veto it. I'd be working with them to make sure the right bill came through, and New Hampshire could be joining all of our surrounding states so that our residents wouldn't have to go across the border and commit a crime to buy recreational marijuana.
Senator Sherman, thanks for joining us on this Tuesday. Make it a great one. We'll get you back again soon. Senator Tom Sherman, Democrat, now Democrat candidate for governor. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you so much, Jack. It's great to be here. I'm happy to come back anytime.